1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And Doug Danger is joining us. Jason Priestley, the fine young actor, will get more time to complete a treatment program ordered after his drunken driving conviction last year. He's a 31-year-old actor, as you know, on 90210. He'd been ordered by a court to complete a three-month alcohol counseling program. His attorney said Priestley has been unable to enter a program in Los Angeles because he's been working in New England and in New York. Tuesday, Judge H. Randolph Moore gave Priestley until July 2nd to complete this three-month program and allowed him to do so in New York, where he now lives. Priestley was not present for the hearing. I want to get Doug Danger, who is a entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier, on the phone with us to talk about Jason Priestley and the idea that he is working in New York and New England, so he can't get to his drug rehab program. What do you think of that?
Well, Phil, as long as I've been covering Jason Priestley, this is some really tough luck. The drunk driving conviction of last year has led, I think, to this court-ordered three-month alcohol counseling program, as you so adequately described it. And he's had a hard time because of work commitments in New York and in New England.
And what is the trouble?
Well, the trouble is he's an actor, and he needs to prepare for his various roles. Character development necessitates something that actors call getting your head together. And I don't know if you're familiar with this, Phil, but you have to be in the right environment. You've got to be in the right frame of mind, I think, to take on some of the more tackling and interesting projects that I know Jason has planned. I know his agent has got some great things planned for this fine young actor. And I was thinking about it. I'm a gay man, and I'm a gay journalist, so I go about things a lot differently. As a gay man, I had to struggle to be accepted. And as a gay journalist, I had to struggle to be accepted. It took a lot of years in this town for me to finally get the respect of my peers. Because I was gay, they thought that I couldn't be objective. But I've got an ability, I think, to see things more clearly than, say, a straight journalist. And that's why I'm telling you that as an actor, Jason Priestley needed to have an extension, because I think it's wrong for this young man to be pressured right now at this time in his life.
Well, the court gave him an extension, right, till July?
Yes, but he's still really busy. He'll still be working. You know, Phil, as I said, I'm a gay man. I'm an out gay man. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And I began thinking about this problem from the standpoint of a gay man and a gay journalist. California film business is responsible for a large portion of the state's revenue. And because of that, I think we owe Jason, I think we owe Robert Downey, and any of our actors who are junkies or alcoholics, speed freaks, rockheads, any of them, I think we owe them the greatest amount of love and support we can give them. And that's why I came up with the rehab sponsor program.
Okay, this is very controversial, what you're proposing. What you are proposing, and tell me if I'm wrong, okay?
All right.
You're saying that actors like Robert Downey Jr. and Jason Priestley shouldn't have to do alcohol rehab programs. They should be given what you call a state-funded rehab sponsor that travels with the actor to all location shoots, can help keep the actor's head together.
That's correct, yeah. Get coffee, counsel, do anything it takes to keep Jason or Robert or any of these fine young junkies, yes they are, but actors, well he's not, he's an alcoholic, or to keep them working and keeping them prolific. And it works like this. The actor becomes aware he has a drug or alcohol situation. And I don't like to call them problems. I like to call them situations, Phil, okay? And I'll tell you something. If River Phoenix would have had someone traveling with him and standing over him when he got up in the morning and putting him to bed at night and making sure that he wasn't drinking and making sure that he wasn't using drugs, and if need be, sure, go into a public restroom, into the stall with him to make sure that what he's actually doing is sitting on a toilet and relieving himself and not doing crack.
You're talking about having somebody with him morning, noon, and night.
I think River would still be with us. In fact, I know River would still be with us if he had our state-funded rehab sponsor.
Okay, so this is taxpayer money for some guy to travel with Jason Priestley and Robert Downey and River Phoenix and whoever the hell else to make sure that these guys keep their heads together.
That's correct. Again, it's that phrase that actors use, trying to get their head together for the film, trying to get their head together for the show.
Okay, we're talking with Doug Danger, entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. Jason Priestley has been given an extension on completing his alcohol rehab program. Doug is talking about giving all actors who have drug problems a counselor that travels with them so that they don't have to go to these rehab programs. And a lot of people, Doug, would say, why don't they have to? And you'd say what?
What I said. I said they're very busy. They have to get their heads together for the films. They're doing a location shoot. They can't do an alcohol rehab program. Let's say Jason Priestley has to go to Paris to complete a film, or to Rome, or to Bali, or Hawaii, or Tahiti. How's he supposed to do 3 months in a halfway house or something like that? He can't. That's why these state-funded guys come in.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number. So actors don't need to do alcohol rehab, just the rest of us?
Well, I hope you don't think, Phil, I'm not saying they need special treatment.
Well, that's what it sounds like to me, that they need special treatment. So the rest of us got to do...
I'm telling you, these are our actors. In California, the film business brings in a lot of money, okay? So don't look at it as something that, you know, like we're doing them a favor. They bring in an awful lot of money, tons of money.
Now, well, how would this work?
Well, the actor becomes aware he has a drug or alcohol situation. I don't like to call them problems, as I told you. He goes to the Screen Actors Guild. He shows them a record of his earnings, of what he's made, what films he's done, to prove that he is eligible, because I think this should only be available to actors who have made a certain amount of money, in other words, who are working and contributing. Then what he does, he is then assigned to a sponsor. He's assigned to a rehab sponsor who is a trained drug counselor and registered nurse. The sponsor also gets $100 a day per diem, and they are in and out in no more than 45 minutes. And the problems of our actors getting hooked on drug, that's a thing of the past, okay? Now, I've proposed this, I don't know how many times, the homophobia in our community, the fact that I am a gay man and a gay journalist, runs so deep, Hollywood won't deal with my proposal.
So these guys run in, get a drug counselor, and they run right out.
That is correct. And it's no fuss, no muss. These guys will get $100 a day per diem so that they don't have to worry about eating or anything like that. And they can stay with Jason. They can stay with Robert and make sure that they don't get in any trouble. And I think it's just a wonderful thing. And I have suggested this, but so far the homophobia has kept it from happening.
Well, you know something, Doug? When you're proposing taxpayer monies be sunk into a program whereby the actors, and you're saying this is only something that actors who are making movies can avail themselves of.
I think it's fair that you ask for an actor's resume before you give them a drug rehab counselor, yeah.
Why?
Because these guys are making some money. I mean, you don't want to give this to someone who has not yet started working and is not yet an earner, as they say. However, Robert Downey, Jason Priestley, God forbid Tom Hanks ever gets a problem, Harrison Ford, I'm not saying he has, but he'd qualify. Harrison Ford would qualify. Meryl Streep would qualify.
For drug counseling?
Yes. Because they make a lot of money, and they contribute a lot to the business. But because of the homophobia out there, nobody wants to talk to me.
Well, I would dare say your idea is not being paid much heed, not because of homophobia, but because it would cost an awful lot of money for the taxpayers.
Put a 5 cent per movie ticket tax to pay for it.
Like a luxury tax.
Like a luxury tax, absolutely. See, there are ways to do this.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Joe, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
This thing boils down to one person taking responsibility for his or her own action. This person chose to drink and to drive and got caught at it. So this person needs to take that responsibility for it himself.
But he doesn't have the time. He's involved in two big movie shoots.
Well, so what?
We need to get him
a truck driver. I'm a truck driver. I'm sitting here in Denver, Colorado, in my truck working.
Right.
And if I go out and hurt somebody because I drink and drive.
But this is an artist. He's an Jason Priestley is one of our great actors.
Okay. So? He is not taking responsibility.
Let me put it to you this way, Joe. Is anybody going and paying $7 to watch you work? I don't think so. But Jason Priestley, on the other hand, is one of our fine young actors who happened to gotten, had a few too many drinks and ran into a garbage can. I don't know what it was.
Then somebody allowed himself to be in that position. He's not taking responsibility.
No, that I would disagree with you there.
Why?
Well, because Jace, the pressure that he faces at work forced him to drink. And to
run, get real.
No, sir. No, wait a second. Hold on. The pressure he faces at work, having to get his head together for the roles that he plays, he had no choice but to get drunk.
Let's tell that to Clint Eastwood, then.
Clint Eastwood, I don't know. Maybe he drinks, too. But he's too old to drive, you know. I mean, that guy's got a chauffeur.
Whoa, wait a minute. I'm 61. I'm not too old to drive. I do it for a living.
Clint Eastwood's 70, okay?
Okay, I'm saying I expect to be driving when I'm 70.
Well, you may hope to be driving when you're 70. Well, I'm saying Clint Eastwood probably has his wrinkled ass, and forgive me for saying that, you know, carted around. What I'm saying is I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I can see the truth when it's in front of me, okay?
Sir, I have nothing against gay people.
As a gay man and as a gay journalist, I know I'm right.
Well, I don't care what your sexual preference is. It has nothing to do with this case.
No, but
this case is that this man went out and chose to do something that is against society's rules.
Well, wait a second. But as a gay man, I can see that he was forced into drinking.
Wait.
Horse collars.
I want to ask
horse
a question.
Collars. You're out in left field.
Horse collars?
Horse collars.
What's that?
You're out in left field. The gay
horse
people,
collars.
This
I'm out
has
left
nothing
field.
To do with it.
Wait a minute. I want to ask a question. Jason Priestley, what roles is he doing, man? I've seen this guy in like one thing, which is 90210.
He's doing some things.
I don't know. It's a show I don't watch.
He's doing some things.
Oh, horse collars.
He is. He's doing a lot of things. A lot of independent things.
Then he's doing this and he is gainfully employed, then let him spend his money.
He had a small part in Fifth
Element.
He had a small part in Fifth Element.
Well, how many years ago was that? What else is he doing?
Look, I'm trying to tell this guy, Joe is your name, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Jason Priestley is one of our young actors, and as such, the pressure on him to really nail the part like he did in Tombstone, he really nailed that guy. He has to drink. He has to do cocaine, rock cocaine, preferably. He only drinks, as far as I know, but I would forgive him the use of rock cocaine because of what they're doing to him in Hollywood. They're ripping his guts out. They're killing him.
Well, I'll tell you what.
We must pay for
drugs to use substances to enhance themselves.
We must pay for a drug counselor.
Wrong.
We must pay for a drug counselor for him.
Ripping
Why?
His guts out.
Because Hollywood's destroying Jason Priestley.
I could care less. It has nothing to do with my tax dollars.
Then you don't have the compassion that I have.
All right, Joe.
You're probably right.
Joe, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. What do you mean Hollywood's ripping the guts out of Jason Priestley?
They're using him and throwing him away. No wonder he needs a drink. And I say the least Hollywood could do for Jason is to say, okay, we're sorry that we ripped your heart out of your chest. Here's a drug counselor who will travel with you, someone who can get you hit the cafe cart early in the morning before you guys start shooting, get a double cappuccino. I don't know what you need. Something, anything. And by the way, tell Mike Schaefer the tomb is spelled T-O-M-B instead of T-O-M-E.
Oh, he was talking about Tombstone.
Right. Jason was great in Tombstone.
I don't remember him. Was he...
Yeah, he was there.
What did he do?
He was in it.
Okay, 1-800...
He played a guy with a gun.
Everybody in that movie had a gun. Who did he play?
One of the guys.
1-800-4... Hold on, Doug, will you please?
Sure thing.
I don't know. That's goofy. 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger's idea of what he calls a rehab sponsor. These are drug counselors that travel with the actors who may have a substance abuse problem, whether they be a Robert Downey, whether they be a Jason Priestley, whether they be anybody, so that these guys don't have to waste their time in a three-month rehab program. The counselor travels with them to their various shoots. As he said, it hit the cafe cart in the morning for a double cappuccino. I don't know if that's what we're going to be paying our tax dollars for or not. I just think it's a waste of tax money. 1-800-449-868. As much as I love these guys, I can't. What am I supposed to do? I got to pay for it? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, and with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier, a newspaper. He's an entertainment writer for those guys, and we're talking about Jason Priestley, who is not going to have to do his 3 months of of alcohol rehab counseling. He's gotten an extension on it because he is working. And I thought, and my feeling is, Doug, just because he's working in New York and in New England, and he ought to do it. And the court ordered him to do it by July, right?
That's correct.
So what's the problem?
The problem, Phil, comes in that I don't think Jason Priestley, as an actor, should have to complete that kind of alcohol rehab where he has to be there every day at a specific time and specific place. I think with the fact that the movie industry forced him into drinking in the first place.
How did they do that? I mean, the guy went out and took a drink.
Because of the pressure. You put a lot of pressure on a great young actor like Jason Priestley and some of the great things that he's done. You're forcing him to pick up rock cocaine and smoke it. And
oh, come on.
No, I'm telling you. And I think because of that, state funding rehab sponsors are the way to go. The state saying, we are sorry, Jason. We're sorry, Robert Downey Jr. We are sorry to all you fine young actors for what the hell we've put you through and the way we've tried to rip your guts out. It's the least we can do by way of saying we're sorry.
Boy, that's a new one on me, man.
Well, Phil, you have to understand the entertainment. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I understand as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I understand how these young people are affected.
1-800-449-8686. Laura on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I'm going to take my answer off the air, but I'll make it brief. I'm on a cell phone. Doug, I'm sure you're a fine journalist, but I disagree strongly with the point that you're trying to make. What makes Jason Priestley above the law? I mean, I'm an executive.
He's not above the law. I'm just saying that he gets his alcohol rehab from a state sponsor as opposed to a 3 month. I'm not saying he's above
the
law.
Okay, well, like I said, let me make my point, and I'll take it off the air.
No, but he needs to be.
First of all,
we need to say we're sorry to Jason.
No, we don't need to say we're sorry to anyone. Everyone is accountable for their own actions.
Have you been to a Jason Priestley movie?
When you do something, you are responsible.
Because if you haven't been to one of Jason's movies, you have obviously done something to cause his alcohol.
Excuse me? You know what? Your way of thinking, that's what's wrong with a lot of people like Jason
Priestley. Nothing helps relieve
the
stress.
They think they're above the law.
No, he's not above the law.
And that's completely ridiculous. I mean,
all I'm saying is,
what makes him any different than anyone else?
This is a young actor who has been driven to the use of maybe. I'm not saying he has.
No, actually, he is not driven to anything. He chooses to you choose your own destiny.
I disagree. A young actor who's driven, let's say, to rock cocaine and a 17-year-old hooker, the movie business owes him an apology. They owe him an apology. Because
you know,
he has to have
okay, like I said,
a,
I really have to go. I can't
right,
like,
I
sit here and listen to you
no,
talk.
No, I understand what you're saying.
But
I'm a gay man. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Thinking, and that's another thing. Why are you using your status as a gay man? Why are you putting that on the forefront? It doesn't matter whether you're gay, straight, flat.
I have an understanding. Are you
homophobic? That has nothing to do with the issue.
Well, do you hate gay people?
What you're trying to propose is just completely ridiculous.
Well, I'm sorry that you have prejudice against gay.
I pay some of the highest taxes living in Plano, Texas.
Well,
that would be completely preposterous to propose something like that.
Would you pay extra taxes to help keep a guy?
He's accountable for his actions.
Like a cowboy? Wouldn't you pay taxes to help keep cowboys?
No.
You wouldn't?
No,
okay.
My gosh.
Because
I mean,
cowboys are a part of Texas.
You know, honestly, I have to take this off the air now. But,
what are you taking off the air
that,
exactly?
The people that think like you, that's just really ridiculous.
Well,
and you really need to rethink your position and you need to quit.
I don't think
you know,
so because
putting the fact that you're gay. I mean, that doesn't matter.
But as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I understand a lot of what these poor kids are up against. I think rock cocaine and
so you're proposing that taxpayers pay for their poor little situation that they can't be accountable. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Actors,
that's ridiculous.
Did you see what's your favorite movie? Let me just ask. What's your favorite movie in the last like year and a half? What's a good movie?
Oh, I wouldn't. You know, as little as I go to
Castaway?
Movies, I really couldn't even tell you one.
Did you see Castaway?
No,
I tell
didn't
you, you go see Castaway, and
you
will pay.
And actually, foreign movies are, I would rather watch
foreign movies. If you ever heard about
Tom
Hanks ODing on, like, insecticide, you would pay to have Tom Hanks' stomach pumped after seeing a great film like that.
No,
right.
Honestly, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would. Yeah,
see,
no,
that's,
yeah, you
that's what.
1-800-449-8686,
okay,
Phil Henry Show.
Bye.
1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. Joining me from the Orange County Courier newspaper is Doug Danger about Jason Priestley, the actor who is going in for a little alcohol counseling, but not he doesn't have to have it completed till July. And you're saying that this is unfair to ask this young man to do this because he needs to get his head together, right?
That's correct.
All right, let me ask you this before we go back to our phone calls. Why should the state of California have to pay for this? Why should the taxpayers have to pay for this?
Well, the taxpayers have to pay for Jason's alcohol rehab, Phil. I think it should be obvious, but if you want me to tell you...
Yeah, tell me.
Because we have contributed to it.
Oh, come on.
No. I will tell you this, Phil, that we, as a movie-going public, have contributed to Jason's possible alcohol abuse problem because we want to see him so much. We want to be close to him. We want his autograph. We want to run into him in a restaurant. We want to go to his house and wave to him. We want to know him, and that scares him. And so naturally he has to drink. And what he did last year, he drank and he ran into a garbage can or something. And that's going to happen. You're going to drink. You're going to run into garbage cans when people love you.
So what, we shouldn't love him so much?
I'd say let's not love him so hard. Let's back away. Let's take some time. Let's let him take in how much we love him. Let's give him a chance to, you know, to sort of get used to the idea that he is loved and beloved worldwide. Otherwise, next stop, heroin. And it's going to be only our fault. And when I say us, I'm not including myself because it's really not my fault. I understand him. I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist. I understand people. I've been through the pain myself. I'm really saying it's your fault.
Well, you're saying it's my fault, figuratively?
No, I mean literally you.
Me, Phil Hendry.
That's correct, because you love this guy. So
look, with no offense to Jason Priestley, I don't love this cat all that much, okay? I mean, I saw the guy in like two movies, maybe. You know what? I don't have a...
Well, okay. I mean, Phil, you can deny it all you want.
I'm not denying anything, man. I'm saying if I love him, I ain't loving him too hard.
Well, that's where we are right now. And until the movie-going public recognizes that we have driven this poor kid to almost start sniffing spot remover, you know.
Jesus.
You got it, pal. You made your bed, sleep in it.
Sarah, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Sarah?
Yes.
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I think you are absolutely ridiculous. There is no reason why I should have to pay for Jason Priestley to go through drug rehab.
Why? Give me one good reason.
Because I didn't cause him to go out there and drink.
Do you like his movies? Yes.
Honestly, I think he is awful in his movies.
Have you seen Beverly Hills 90210? Yes.
I'm 24. I grew up with Beverly Hills 90210.
Okay.
And I love Beverly Hills 90210.
And that love that you give him scares him to death.
Because I what?
The love that you give him scares him to the point where he needs to drink anything. I mean, we're talking about mouthwash.
I don't give him any love. I think that if he's going to be stupid enough to go out there and drink and drive, he has got to pay his own consequences.
No. Oh, anybody else, yes, not Jason
Priestley. If you were to go out there and drink and drive, who would you blame it on?
I'd blame it on the people that made me do it, and in this case, it would be you.
Okay,
what do you mean?
How would I make you
probably
drink
had a
drive?
Poster. Did you have a poster of Jason Priestley in your bedroom? I bet you did, if you're a young American woman. I'm sure you
did. Yes, I did.
Okay. And I would dare say you'd understand it then if he wanted to drink shaving lotion. Wouldn't
I'm sorry?
Wouldn't you understand it if Jason was so frightened by you having a poster of him that he drank shaving lotion, that he drank...
Why would he be so frightened
or
by me having Lagerfeld. A poster of him?
What's that?
Why would he be so frightened of me having a poster of him?
Because he wants you to back away and not love him so hard. He may have to break your heart. And that's his crazy...
Oh, come on.
That's being a little bit psychotic.
No, I am being so... You don't know how honest I'm, ma'am. I'm a gay man, and a gay journalist.
Okay, and you know what?
I'm a gay
journalist. That's fine. I have a lot of friends, guys,
then
that are gay.
Okay, you know they're honest, don't you?
Yes, I know they're very honest.
Okay, then you know I'm not lying when I say that Jason Priestley is going to start drinking mouthwash if you don't stop it.
That's his own fault. Why should I have to pay the price and pay my hard-earned money to get him a counselor?
I think I've already given you my answer. And you especially are responsible for his demise, laying there at night fantasizing about Jason being with you.
being with me how? Yeah. In my room on a poster?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
What is so wrong with that?
Because he doesn't want to have to think about you and him.
Then if he can't handle it, he shouldn't be an actor.
That's a very good point. Don't be an actor if you can't handle...
What? Touching all of your female fans?
No, if you can't handle the stress.
Well...
And what do you mean it's going to be her fault if he starts drinking mouthwash? I mean, the guy doesn't make that much money where he's got to start drinking that stuff?
You got it. Because you can drive a young man to all kinds of desperation.
Jesus. Here is Gary on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Gary, go ahead.
Yeah, I think this guy's a goofball. I mean, I've heard him say 100 times he's gay. I don't care if he's gay, straight, black, white.
You're clear that I'm gay, though, right?
Well, I don't care if you're gay, straight, black, white, red, or yellow.
Well, okay, I'm a gay man.
Even Christmas, man, why in the world? And
okay.
I don't even know Jason Priestley, and I don't love it. Well,
you know
I love everybody.
Do you know who he is?
I don't watch his movies. Why in the hell should I help pay for, you know, if I get caught out here tonight driving, who's going
to
help pay for me? And
I've
got people who love me.
You've never gone to the movies?
I go to a movie once in a while.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. And what we need to do is chip in and help a young guy like that.
What we
so
need, well, then we need, I expect
you
everyone
like
needs to,
you know
I imagine
I mean
you're
by,
pretty liberal, you probably didn't think Bill Clinton did anything wrong either,
I'm sure
of that.
I happen to know that he didn't do anything wrong. I'm sure you don't, listening to your voice, you must know what Sterno is, right?
Sterno?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Okay. And how much, have you ever drank any of that?
No,
has
I didn't know
ever...
you drank it, I thought it was something you burned.
Yeah, you can drink it.
Well, I don't drink it.
Well, Jason
I have that
Priestley
option,
may start.
I guess.
Jason Priestley may start.
Well, let him start. That's his option.
As long as you have that attitude.
It's not going to be my fault. Jiminy Christmas, man.
What are we
going to
do with our actors? What are we doing with our young actors? How about Clint Eastwood? You want to see him start sucking down hairspray? No.
Well, I can't help it if he does or if he doesn't.
Well,
that's his own choice, you know.
Well, all right.
You know,
I'm a gay man.
Jason Priestley probably has an option about the occupation he wants to undertake.
I'm a gay man.
I can't go be an actor, but I have a little choice about what I want to do.
Well, I'm gay.
I've got some kids that I love and some other people love them. But if they get in trouble, I don't expect the government to take care of them.
Boy, I feel sorry for your kids.
Yeah, well, yeah. I feel sorry for you, man.
I'm gay.
You got to have the government
take
care of you, you know.
Oh, watch that language now. We had to dump out of that call. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Tracy on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi there.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, first up, I agree with your other callers that we wish you would keep this gay thing out of it because that makes no difference.
I'm not allowed to be gay.
Am I?
Am I allowed to be gay?
Of course you are.
Well, then why do you keep telling me not to be that?
Why do you keep telling us that you are?
Because it tells you that I know something about how people suffer. And
okay.
Jason Priestley,
I understand
drinking gasoline,
you saying that.
You've got
I don't
Jason
agree with
Priestley
you that
drinking
we should
gasoline.
Pay for his treatment.
Huh?
I have. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Is this Clearwater, Florida?
Yes, it is.
Stand by, please.
Will you quit screwing around?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yes. I understand that you're saying that we should pay for him.
We should pay for his alcohol counseling and drug rehabilitation in the form of a rehab sponsor. But
so you're
only
saying we as a taxpayer should pay for his rehab treatment?
But it can't take more than 10 minutes a day because he has got to get reading his scripts and take a lunch.
But you want my money to pay for it?
Absolutely, of course. Why wouldn't I?
Because I have a problem with that. I have no problem paying for people who need my money because they are poor and can't afford the services.
Wait a minute.
He can more than afford them.
What do you mean take a lunch?
He's got to take a lunch.
With who?
Studio heads, all kinds of people. What, are you supposed to go to drug rehab? He's got agents to meet. I can only hope, Tracy, that you can sleep at night when you can think about Jason Priestley doing rock cocaine someplace.
I could care
maybe
less
at
what
the
Jason
Merv Griffin
Priestley
Resort.
Does. I'm not going to pay for whatever he gets himself into.
Well, you're
going to
have to.
That's not my problem.
Well, you're going to have to. You got no choice.
Yes, I do.
No, you're going to do it.
All right. You know what, man? Until you pass the law, okay?
Well, it'll be passed.
Yeah, well, until you do it. Linda, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. 9-8-6-8-6. Here's Daryl on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Daryl, go ahead.
Hi there. Well, first of all, I wanted to address this, you know, like everybody else, this issue of this gentleman being a gay journalist having anything to do with it.
Well, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Well, my question is you know, you say you understand why somebody does rock cocaine
right.
because you're a gay journalist. Does being a gay journalist make you do rock cocaine?
No. They're doing rock cocaine because they're not getting any love from the people that see them in their movies, or they're getting too much love, I should say. I know this because I'm gay.
I'm sorry. I don't think, and you're right. There is a bad scrutiny on the gay society.
No, I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about gays.
It's very unfair.
I'm not talking about gays. I'm talking about Jason Priestley.
Okay, let's go back to this then.
Okay, he's getting too much love, and I know that because I'm gay.
Oh, even I'm confused.
Okay. Well, no.
I'll let you go past that.
Did you do that?
You aren't wanting to listen to that. People don't think that should be an issue.
Well, no, it's just that I'm gay. I wanted you to know that.
And I'm glad that you're proud of it.
Are you aware of it?
But that has nothing to do with Jason Priestley. Jason Priestley screwed up. And by the way, as I'm telling you this, please understand, I'm a 32-year-old marketing executive here in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Are you gay?
No, I'm not. I was younger...
Well, then how do you know?
When I was
why does
younger,
he gotta be gay?
Pardon me?
I'm asking Doug why you gotta be gay.
He doesn't have to be. I'm just asking if he is.
No, and it's irrelevant. It is absolutely irrelevant.
Well, Jason Priestley,
and you're insinuating that straight people can't be caring and loving people, and that's not right either.
Well, I'm just saying that straight people don't know are not going to be prone to help Jason. He's got to go to Tahiti next year. I don't know how America sleeps at night knowing that Jason could have a rag of spray paint held up to his face, laying in a backyard shed wearing, urine-stained pants because, he's got to get his head together for a Fifth Element.
Okay, look, I got to get going, man. This is too weird.
Can I get two quick comments in?
Go ahead, sir.
Just keep in mind what I'm saying. When I was about 7 or 8 years younger, I got a DWI, had to go through the whole counseling bit and everything else. I don't feel sorry for Jason.
Are you an actor?
Something he should go through. No.
No, then I don't have any.
But I do
for
deal
you.
With pressures.
Okay, great.
And your concern is these people get their heart ripped out when they go to Hollywood.
Yes.
You're right. That's like every time my son gets hurt, heart gets ripped
Tom
out.
Hanks,
I don't do
Tom Hanks.
Go drinking.
Tom Hanks gets his guts ripped to shreds every time he does a movie. I'm sick of seeing them treated that way.
Well, you're right.
All right.
But you know what?
I'm having a hard time with that one.
That's the people that he's working with, that he has chosen to work with.
Tom Hanks is doing fine. They're not. Thank you very much, Daryl, for your call.
But that guy was buying it.
Yeah, well, he may be buying it. Goodbye. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Don't forget our number one rated Phil Henry Show, Best of the Year 2000, 877-616-7445. That's 877-616-7445. $20 plus $3.50 shipping and handling, Visa, MasterCard, or check. And we've made $97,695.50. And I got the word that Comb Over Boy is so scared of me that he's talking about me on the air now. How about that? I wonder when that guy's going to grow a pair. I wonder when he'll be a man. I wonder when his voice will change. All of these things could be answered, and probably won't be, in the next few months. Anyway, that's $97,695. Thank you all for helping us. And we do, of course, have our picture disc, which is available as well. Just call the number 877-616-7445. That's 877-616-PHIL, and you can get it like that.
I just wanted to make a comment. I'm African American, and I find you very offensive. You don't seem, as the woman said before, you don't seem to be prepared with the answers. You seem very, what's the word? Just very casual. It's not like you're taking this serious. Black people had to go through a lot.
I knew something Mr. Henry didn't know. The inventor of the Super Soaker was Lonnie Johnson.
The Super Soaker. It's a squirt gun. Okay.
Oh, so in other words, that's not good. We should take that away from him?
I happen to know that Lister Johnson, I went online, Mr. Lonnie Johnson is an aerospace engineer. He's developed other systems that are a little bit more impressive than the Super Soaker. Okay? He's worked with the aerospace industry. Why do you bring up the fact that he's invented the Super Soaker?
I think that's pretty damn cool. I've got a kid who loves it. What else did he do?
He's an aerospace engineer. Why don't you mention that?
What else did he do?
Well, I don't know about that, but have you seen, ma'am, do you have kids?
Yes, I have a four-year-old.
That Super Soak is a hell of a deal.
You're not taking this seriously. You said that Black History, Dylan, you said that Black History is something to make them feel, like they're part of the country. We helped build this country.
You helped do what?
We helped African-American Black people help build this country.
I don't doubt that for a minute.
No, but you said that the reason why we have Black History Month is to make us feel part of something. We are part of it. And it wasn't by choice.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just saying, because a lot of the Black, they get upset. You guys get upset about a lot of stuff.
You guys, we're one race. We're the human race. What do you mean you guys?
Well, I mean the Blacks.
See, that's a very divisive word.
No, I mean you Blacks.
You
just
Blacks.
Say the African-American community. How about that?
I just want to know where you got your degree from.
Where did you
get your degree in Black Studies from?
From Hamden College.
I got a better question. How many Black students are there at Hamden College?
Oh, now you really want to hit below the belt, don't you?
How many Black students are there at Hamden College? I'd like to know.
We have a total student body of 3,000 students.
How many of them are Black?
I don't know, Mr. Henry.
Are there 100?
You don't even know.
Are there 50? How many Black students do you have in your class?
You know, you're trying to embarrass me.
Just tell me. Just humor me. How many Black students do you have in your Black History class?
I've got two.
Two? And how many students do you have in the class?
I've got two.
Two?
Yeah. Okay, so that makes it bad? That makes it wrong?
Two Black students? I bet you there's only two Black students in the whole college. Who's John Lee Love?
Is another guy that invented something?
Yeah, another guy that invented something. Who is he?
Why don't you ask your Black friend here on the Dawn? Well, she'll probably know. You know? Oh.
I really don't believe you're real.
Up until a half hour ago, I thought I was real, but I'm being treated like a bum on this show.
Well, because you're not prepared, and you're a disgrace to your profession.
A disgrace? I brought Black Studies to Hamden College.
You've been a professor there.
I've been a professor at Hamden College?
Yes.
I was an American history professor there for 5 years.
And then
you went into Black Studies.
Black Studies.
Yeah, last year.
Last year. You really had no training or study in the subject. You probably just go to the internet and get all your information.
I read up on Montgomery. What do you want from me? I know who Rosa Parks is.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, do you know who Rosa Parks is?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Oh, what's this we? You got a turd in your pocket?
I'm speaking for the... I don't appreciate your language, okay?
It's just unbelievable.
Who's Rosa Parks?
Rosa Parks was the lady who refused to take a back seat on the bus in Montgomery, Alabama in 1956, thus violating a municipal statute which prompted the Montgomery bus boycott of African Americans in that city.
Hey. Real good.
Hey, listen, all you guys are going to be working for Callers on Demand for United Stations. I hope you're taking your notes.
Phil Henry.
Because we're the original. I hate my life.